Last week I discussed with you the basic formulations of Rabbeinu Gershom, the famous Cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom. There's two pieces that are still unfinished that I'd like to finish now, and then we'll continue the discussion regarding the end of the period of the Gaonim and the beginning of the Spanish period in Jewish life. Rabbeinu Gershom made one loophole in his ban against polygamy. That loophole is called a heter meo rabbonim. A heter, something that is permitted by 100 rabbis. In extenuating circumstances, where for various reasons the woman will not accept or cannot accept the divorce. Either will not or cannot accept the divorce. And if in the opinion of a learned Beth Din, the husband should be allowed to remarry, either because he has no family or other extenuating circumstances. So then it is possible for the husband to obtain what is called a heter of meo rabbonim. 100 rabbis have to be from 3 different countries, 3 different communities, and it requires 100 rabbis to sign their assent to the basic decision of the Beth Din that this and this certain person should now be permitted to marry what in effect is a second wife, because his first wife has not really accepted a divorce from him or is unable to accept a divorce from him. If, for instance, she is mentally incompetent, or she has disappeared, or she has run away, or whatever. The heter meo rabbonim is not easily granted, but it is not a rare matter. It lies in that gray area, and each one is decided on an individual basis. And provisions are made by the Beth Din for the welfare of the first wife. Usually a divorce to the first wife is held in escrow until such time as she would accept it, or she can be found, or she recovers. Monetary arrangement, etc. All of that is taken care of. But basically it is a permission for what in effect is a polygamous marriage. And that is the major exception to the rules that I described last week. And as I mentioned, over the centuries it has occurred probably thousands of times, but it is not a matter of course. And where the wife is competent and where she has legitimate objections to the divorce, etc., so then the matter is not a matter of course. The husband just cannot walk into the Beth Din and obtain it. Second point that I wanted to make regarding the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom is that according to, this is shrouded in some doubt, according to some opinion, the promulgations of Rabbeinu Gershom were only to last they were to expire, rather, 745 years ago. In other words, to the end of the fifth millennium in according to the Jewish calendar. We are now approaching the end of the sixth millennium. We're in the year 5745. So they were to expire at the year 5000. As